Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Watch brand new Sky original documentary, Murder at the Cottage, on Sky.
Today FM.
It must be terrible for the publicans out there and all the staff that work there and the people who want to go for a pint, basically, because now the Gardaí have said that outdoor drinking in temporary seating areas is illegal. So it sounds like the councils and the corporations around the country, oh, it's happening everywhere, said, oh yeah, that's okay, put the seating out there because this is a kind of an emergency situation. It's a bit different to everything. And now the Gardaí are saying, and they're probably right, but they're saying, well, there's no law there to say that you can do that, and it's actually illegal to drink out there, so they're going to have to sort that out fairly quickly. But you would feel for the publicans and everybody trying to get their businesses together again, and general people trying to get their life back to normal. It's just coming up to 12 minutes past 8. Oh, Michael D, the president. Michael D, how can I help you? Good morning.
Yeah, sorry, Ian. Following upon that madness that you're talking about there a second ago, the bizarre situation. But I don't know if you saw this the other day. Huh. I was watching the Euros.
Right.
And I thought I was on a different planet.
Sorry, Michael D. I'm not with you. What are we? Are we talking about the pubs or the outdoors? Or are we talking about what the planet? Where you were watching the Euros, right? The football, yeah. What's this about?
What's this about?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Hungary versus France. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was a full house, packed in like sardines, tops off, bellies jiggling, sweating, arms around each other, laughing, cheering, jumping up and down at the Euros. I say again, Ian, 40,000 punters rammed up against each other.
Right.
They were practically licking each other's earlobes. And I asked myself, why are we still reduced to watching James Vincent McMorrow in twos and threes inside a metal sheep pen? Is there something I'm missing here?
Sorry, Michael D. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, might be able to help. He's on the line. Minister, it does look a bit strange, Minister Donnelly.
So to visualise a dynamic mindshare and strategic transparent market to deploy global functionalities, we need to continue to implement upstream solutions synergistically.
Oh, for God's sake. Michael D?
Michael D what?
Michael
what
D,
am I supposed
what's
to say
your
to that?
Reaction to that?
Well, that was an articulated lorry full of marketing excrement. The last time I looked, Hungary, I'm looking at a map here. Hungary isn't down beside Australia or New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Hungary is in Europe. We're in Europe. One market. Remember? 1973? There were 40,000 bellies jiggling there. And we're allowed one man and his dog into a Division 3 final between Derry and Offaly. And that's only after the dog had a PCR test and a rapid antigen test and self-quarantined in his fucking kennel for 3 weeks in his dog bubble watching Lassie on Netflix. I want bellies jiggling, not 30 people standing up against metal Zimmer frames. Get that finger out.
I won't go back to you, Minister. I won't go back to you. You're all right.
Today FM.